The record producer Huey P. Moe, who was nicknamed the Crazy Cajun, became best known for producing Freddie Fender's hit Before the Next Teardrop Falls and for producing the Sir Douglas Quintet. Moe's checkered career had two chapters, each of which ended with him in prison. Our rock historian Ed Ward is going to profile the first chapter, in which Moe discovered some amazing Texas and Louisiana artists.
In 1959, Huey Moe was living in Winnie, a rice milling town in East Texas, cutting hair and doing a radio show for the local station. Somehow, he ran into Jivin' Gene Bourgeois and recorded a song, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, which he sold to Mercury Records, who turned it into a hit. He took his check from Mercury to the local bank and was promptly arrested on suspicion of selling drugs. A little Cajun barber wasn't supposed to have that kind of money unless he was doing something illegal, Huey told me many years later. But he was, from that moment on, addicted. He knew there was talent all around him, and after moving to Houston, where most of it played, he let the word out that there was a record producer looking for talent. In 1962, he got a tape from a left-handed female guitarist from Beaumont who wrote her own material.
If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. You know I love you, do anything for you, just don't mistreat me and I'll be good to you. But if you should lose...
Barbara Lynn Ozen, or Barbara Lynn as she's known to most of us, was the first major discovery Huey made in Houston, and he eventually leased her records to Atlantic in New York, where a more produced version of You'll Lose a Good Thing was a top 10 hit in June 1962. There were a lot of record labels in Houston in those days, but there was only one Crazy Cajun who had connections with some of the South's top recording studios, including Cosmo Matassa's in New Orleans. There was always talent looking for a record deal there, too, which is how the great Johnny Adams briefly wound up on Huey's Pacemaker label.
Let them talk if they want to, yeah. Talk don't bother me, no, no, no. I want the whole.
I always look for a voice, Huey told me when I interviewed him in the 1970s, and he really didn't care if that voice came from a black, white, or brown person, a man or a woman. A lot of the guitar work on his early soul records was by Joey Long, whose real surname was Longoria, a player who was worshipped by the young Billy Gibbons and other up-and-coming Houston blues guitarists.
I've been mistreated, baby, think you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, 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 been mistreated, baby. What, child, you know what I'm talking about now. Yes, I worked 5 long years for one woman. Then she had the nerve to kick me out.
Another Mexican-American soul singer who stuck with Huey for years was Sonny Ozuna from San Antonio, where Sonny and the Sunliners were major stars.
12 o'clock at night, walked out of my door. You told me, baby, you were going to the drugstore. But in my mind, I knew you were lying. Drugstores closed at 8:45. I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. But where you've been acting, there's such a drag. You put me in a trick bag.
Another blues act that recorded several singles for Huey was Johnny and Edgar Winter, who worked the Houston club circuit.
You got your high heels niggas on, and your slipping mules. Got your high heels niggas on, and your slipping mules. You're more than all right now. I know you're out of sight. You got a shapely figure, mama.
Johnny doesn't solo on this record, one of many they cut in the mid-60s that didn't do much. Another act that recorded prolifically for Huey with little success finally found a bit of it in the 1980s. Johnny Clyde Copeland was a superb guitarist and vocalist with a tendency for mixing soul and blues.
Hey, little girl, I'm gone. Even though I know I've never met you, I'm gonna take my time and slowly mess up your mind. I'm not giving up my down.
In 1965, Huey struck gold when a fast-talking San Antonio guy walked into his office asking to make a record. The subsequent success of the Sir Douglas Quintet spun Huey off into yet another direction, but it wasn't going to last. In 1968, he was convicted of a 1966 morals charge. The first act of Huey Moe's career was over.
Ed Ward played music from the South Texas Rhythm and Soul Review on the Kent label. Coming up, John Powers recommends a novel he thinks is worth finding time for. This is Fresh Air.